The Message, a timed exercise by Maureen Marsh.
He liked to go for a run on the beach every morning, 7 a.m, only Sunday off. Flossie, his black lab, used to come with him, but as she got older, it seemed unfair to put her through the stress of a 5-mile run. So he would take her for a short walk, then watch her plaintive expression at the window as he left for his run. "Morning, John," Mrs. Henderson, his neighbour, shouted at him. "You must be so fit now, all that running," she shouted after him. "Getting there, Joe," he waved back. Running had been his lifeline since Janice had left the planet 4 years ago now. If it had not been for these daily runs, he was pretty sure he would have gone insane or done something insane. And that was simply not fair for Flossie, or more importantly, his children, who, although were grown up now, still depended in some ancient way on his being alive on the planet. And anyway, it was in his nature to keep going. But it was hard when you no longer felt of any real use to anyone. Even during the darkest days of Janice's illness, he was needed. He had to keep strong, do stuff, say stuff for someone else. Now, there was just him and Flossie, and long days that needed filling in a meaningful way. These thoughts filled his consciousness as he ran along the seafront, hearing the mad calls of herring gulls the size of large dogs flying overhead. It was then he nearly went flying as he tripped over it, the bottle half sticking out of the sand and rocks. He stopped momentarily, meaning to continue, but some inner instinct, or perhaps curiosity, made him stop a moment, lean down, and pull the bottle out of the sand. And there it was, a message, like some old cliche, a message in a bottle with one word clearly printed on the outside: help. Intrigued and more than a little concerned, he tried to remove the cork to see if anything else was in there, but unable to do so, he decided to continue his run and try opening it later, putting it in his rucksack. He continued. It was only later that evening, as he sat in his garden in the early evening sun, that he remembered he still had the bottle. So taking a corkscrew from his cutlery drawer, he removed the piece of cork and opened up the paper with its plaintive call for attention. Then opening the paper fully, he saw that there was a phone number there. Should he call? Should he get involved? Several minutes went by before he took the decision to call the number. And someone answered, a female voice. "Hello?" she said. "Hello, sorry, I hope you don't mind me. Forgive me," said John. I found your message on the beach." "My message?" "Yes, it was a short message." He didn't want to embarrass her. I think it was you, as your number was on the back." Oh, yes." She paused. And then he realised he knew that voice. "Hello, is that Joe?" he said. And then he saw her come out of the back door, and looking over the fence, phone by her ear, she finished the call and looked directly at John. "Yes, John, it's me. I'm sorry to alarm you. It was a hard day and I was missing Alex." Then he remembered that she too had lost a loved one 5 years ago. Would you like to join me, Joe? Just put the kettle on." And with a gentle smile, she nodded.